following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. There are so many things competing for our attention these days. Text, Facebook, Twitter, emails. We're all having a hard time focusing. That's why I love Lumosity.com. They have games designed to work out your brain. How about that? And help improve your focus. Help improve your attention, your memory. Keeping sharp and on top of things. Every day, Lumosity.com can help me or you. The exercises there are based on the science of neuroplasticity, personalized to your specific brain performance goals. They're fun. You can play online at work, at home, even from an iPhone. With the Lumosity app, takes just a few minutes a day. It's fun. Try it. With Lumosity.com, you can track your progress online and see the actual improvements in your everyday life. You won't believe it. Go to Lumosity.com today. Click the Start Training button. Create your own program. Select The Herd from the drop-down menu, then start playing your first game. That's Lumosity.com. At sign up, select The Herd in the drop.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Wednesday morning to you. This is the Doug and Daddy Show, and we are chock full of your Central Nebraska sports here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian Rosenthal from the Lincoln Journal Star will join us a little bit later. There's some news coming from the University of Nebraska in terms of Husker basketball. The men's team is going to host UNK, an exhibition game in November, which will be a nice moneymaker for the Lopers. Get a good opportunity for Loper fans to check out the new arena, as well as other good news for the Huskers. A pretty good name, Ty Webster, has now been cleared by the NCAA, so Nebraska has a point guard.
You don't know that.
Well, we're assuming he has a point guard. New Zealand national team? He averaged like 17 points a game for them. That's not a bad start.
Yeah, he's young.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with that? Chris Paul is young.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a start. It's somebody that Tim Miles needs, so that's
yeah,
a good thing.
It's one of the several holes that Nebraska has to fill. But, you know, I think we're – and we'll talk about this with Brian. I think there's a lot of optimism about the direction that Nebraska is going, but – and that direction is up. But, you know, the cynic in you says there's only one direction left.
Coming up on the show, as you were talking about there, we'll be talking with Brian. We'll be talking with Nate Shieldhouse. Also, Bo Pelini, Urban Meyer, Gary Anderson, Wisconsin's new coach. They're going heavy on the ESPN campus this week with college football coaches, and what a day it is to have Urban Meyer. But Bo Pelini's there for the first time, and they run him through the gauntlet. They're on First Take. They go to SportsCenter. They're going to be on Scott Van Pelt. Cowherd doesn't get too deep into college football unless it's a couple guys he wants.
He's an NFL guy.
Yeah. And they'll be all over the place, College Football Live. But I did watch Bo this morning with Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless, and you got exactly what you thought you'd get. They each asked two questions. First was about his demeanor on the sidelines, and second was about Taylor Martinez. But he did, the one thing that he did say is he expects Taylor can break some records at the NFL Combine for quarterbacks. Speed, He didn't go into him, but he says Taylor is a 4-3 type of guy. Reiterated that he thinks he'll make it in the pros. Stephen A. Smith asked him a little bit about, did it help that guys like RG3 and Russell Wilson? Yeah. And Bo says he is coming along at the right time where it's this style of player is what they're looking for. He definitely has to convince somebody that he can throw the football, because you do have to throw the football in the pros.
Well, no question about it. But again, they have moved away from that pure drop back passer, your Andrew Lux, your Peyton Mannings, you know, those guys. Now they're looking at, you know, Colin Kaepernick. Taylor Martinez, Colin Kaepernick, they're kind of cut from the same cloth. Kaepernick's a better thrower, and that is the area he's got to improve, no doubt. No doubt. But if he makes as much improvement this year as he did last year, and again, I don't know if you can do that, but if you can make that much improvement, he would be a pretty good pick.
You know, I want to.
And I don't mean a flyer either. I mean just a pretty good pick.
I want to throw this out too, because when you said Colin Kaepernick, and you're not comparing the two, but you are comparing the two as far as style of player, I could hear a lot of people out there laughing. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. Colin Kaepernick was a quarterback at Nevada, and they put up a lot of points.
Yeah.
All right. And he's still not the best thrower in the world. I agree, and I think we would be in the minority because he took him to the Super Bowl. I'm still not sold on him. I'll tell you this, I'm not taking him in any fantasy draft. And not that that's the biggest thing in the world, but that's where everybody compares stuff to.
Right.
I'm not taking him. Andrew Luck, I'll take him.
Well, all right, you brought it up. I'm in a league this year that's doing something weird, and I like it, but it's weird. And that is we're having an NFC and an AFC conference. I'm in the NFC. I have to draft. Only players I can draft, only players I can have on my team, can't trade for anybody in the AFC. I'm all NFC. So there's about six of us who only get a pick from that conference. There's a fairly good chance that, Kaepernick's going to get drafted by somebody in our league. And again, think NFC quarterbacks. Obviously, I would rather have Aaron Rodgers than Colin Kaepernick, no question about it. But, I don't know. He's one of those guys I'm already kind of thinking about. At the right value, might be a pretty good fantasy football pick for me.
You've turned the corner, but I'll address this. 16 teams in the NFC. Mm-hmm. You're playing one quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see right now.
But I got to have two because, you know, there is a bye week in there.
Well, that's a whole different deal.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying he's my first pick in the draft. He's my first pick in the draft.
How many people are in your – how many guys are you going against? How many are in the NFC?
12, I think there's 12 of us. So no, 10 of us in the league, 10 of us. So there's five. Everybody has to have a backup quarterback. There'll be 10 NFC quarterbacks drafted.
Yeah, there's no way he's in the top five. There's no way he's in the top five. And I'll say Tony Romo's better. Eli Manning's better. Matt Stafford's better. Aaron Rodgers is better. Matt Ryan's better. Drew Brees is better.
I'm not arguing about any of those. Maybe Romo. But I'm not.
No,
just because I want to argue with you about
that. Everybody bashing Romo. Okay,
there's six. But Kaepernick's going to get a lot of yards running the football. He's going to get some touchdowns that way. I think Romo, Kaepernick are closer than you're making it sound.
Oh my God, ESPN television is standing at the end of this lake because it's in Bristol and interviewing Master Sergeant Chris McCarthy of the Connecticut State Police. He's in the lake. The reporter that's been out there the last 3 days is standing on the edge of the lake. Oh, please, God, let the edge of the shore give in.
I'm rooting for an alligator. Wait,
this
wrong area.
This is insane.
My bad. This is
insane. If they find something, let me know. I don't need these cutaways to Lake Moss Pit in Bristol, Connecticut, in case. Look, there's bubbles. There must be somebody underneath looking for something. You're not TMZ. You're ESPN.
It's the same stuff that you have whenever there's a rainstorm somewhere or a hurricane or a tornado. You'll have people standing out there at the water break reporting that there's a hurricane coming. Really? The satellite picture did that job for me. I didn't need to see you.
Ooh, is that a swamp monster? Oh, nope. That's a member of the police force. He's coming up from underneath the water. Oh, my God. Bo Pelini's going to be on SportsCenter in the next hour. He's expected his scheduled time on Scott Van Pelt is at 12:15, so right after Doug.
And I want to go back. I'm tired of questions about Bo's demeanor. All right? He's intense. It's established.
And he stands up for it. He understands, and he's saying, I'm growing. I'm mature. I don't even know if he uses the words mature.
No.
But he's trying to tone it back a little bit, but he's not going to stop it. He's not going to quit being emotional. Like he said on the First Take today, sometimes a player needs a good talking to.
Yeah. And you know what? You know that when you get him. I mean, talk to his players. Talk to his players. How do his players feel about playing for him?
Now, he's not grabbing their face masks and belittling them in practice where nobody can see it.
Right.
Like some coaches
He's not throwing basketballs or footballs at their head. No. And they wear helmets and like the Rutgers basketball coach. No. I mean, the players like him. The players play hard for him. The players respect him. And it's probably not for every type of player out there. If you need to be coddled, Bo Pelini's not your guy. But if you want to be pushed, Bo Pelini might be your guy. You know what you get. And I don't have any problem with that.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this?
Let it roll. Let it roll.
Are you ready for this? You know what Bo Pelini is like?
Yeah.
A TNL pivot system.
Very nice.
It works hard. It's not afraid to show off. That's right. TNL, folks, they take care of you with their hydrostatically powered pivot system. Unlike anyone else, they keep going and going and going and working and working and working. And you can maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of any extended heat wave. Been a little dry lately. Your TNL's getting the job done. Like I said earlier in the week, just walk out in your field. It's up to you. Walk out in your field. See what it looks like. I think that pretty much tells you that TNL is there for you, and if you don't have one, there may be a little disappointment in your future. Call TNL or your local TNL dealer today, TLIRR.com. You can find out everything you want to know about TNL's proven hydraulic technology. It's different. We get it. If you don't understand, want to have a little explanation, they're not going to knock on your door and come take 2 hours of your time. They're going to do what you want to do. They're going to show you how it works, and why it's better. TNL Irrigation, it works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
And I want to follow up on the Pelini thing just a little bit. I have, on this show, criticized his demeanor. And I think we remember that Texas A&M game when they were in the same conference, the Big 12, and Nebraska had some calls not go their way, and Pelini was ballistic.
I believe 15-2 was the penalties in that game.
He went ballistic on the sideline, okay? And again, I don't want to sit here and talk about the calls, whether or not the calls were right. He may have crossed the line in that game. He got bent out of shape to the point where I don't think he could coach a team real effectively. Has he learned from that? I don't think there is a question that he has. And he's gotten better. You use the word matured. He's evolved. He has learned that.
Yeah.
One of the criticisms that people kind of had him, probably when he was interim coach, why didn't he even get the head coaching job, and we end up with Billy C instead, was the fact that they kind of felt like maybe the demeanor that we have seen from time to time was going to be more prevalent, and now he's grown, he's developed. I think he's better, and I think he's at a level where I'm comfortable with it. He doesn't embarrass the university, he doesn't embarrass the program, he doesn't belittle his players. He's energetic, he is who he is. And you can always reel in that fire, you can't establish it. I've often said that about all sorts of things, you know, your kids and stuff like that. If they got a little fire in their belly, you can always kind of tone that down. If they're couch potatoes, you're never going to instill it. So he's a little different than Tom Osborne. Osborne had fire that was shown in a different way, but Pelini, it's out there on his sleeve, his sweatshirt sleeve. I mean, he is who he is, and I'm good with it. He's grown. He's evolved.
Most of your points valid. I will want to go back to one thing. That's not the reason Bo Pelini wasn't hired when he was the interim coach.
It was one of the discussions at the time.
The real reason is Steve Peterson is an idiot.
Well, there you go.
All right.
I won't argue that.
And period. Period. Whether Frank should have been here or not, one thing. He wasn't going to hire Bo.
He
had no idea what he was going to do.
Right, but that
fell
was one
through
of the,
and he had to get Billy. See,
yeah,
boy,
one,
could we get 3 hours of discussion on that.
Yeah, talk about the bad old days, that little interim period there. Missed opportunity.
Hopefully. You can email us anytime. Your thoughts. We've touched on a few topics, mostly Husker football, which you guys all love. All you got to do is email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Call the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation or tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550. Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star, Nate Shielhouse, outstanding quarterback for Illinois, and a whole lot more coming up.
The weather forecast for this weekend looks great with high temperatures in the low 80s. So why not spend it out on the golf course? Round up your buddies and play in the annual four-person Miller Coors Golf Scramble this Saturday and Sunday at the Kearney Country Club. You can include a practice round on Friday. There's a shootout on Friday night. Tee time Saturday at either 8 or 1. Everybody goes Sunday at 10. Two rounds of golf, your cart, steak dinner, four complimentary Miller or Coors products, the Calcutta, and a whole lot more. So call the Kearney Country Club today, 237-2553, and get your team in this weekend's Miller Coors four-person scramble.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations, and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is your year. Sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Football and host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. The league that eats together wins together.
Think you've got what it takes to handle a corner-shredding, asphalt-devouring 2014 Ford Fiesta ST? Ford is hooking up one lucky X Games fan with a brand-new turbo-pack Fiesta ST. How cool is that? Very. Don't miss your chance to win a new Fiesta ST. Come on and enter. Deegan dares you. To enter, just go to xgames.com/Ford. That's xgames.com/Ford. Now get off the couch. We dare you. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Ends 8/4/13. For official rules, go to xgames.com/...
The Braves are sitting high atop the National League East, but injuries have recently made them potentially vulnerable. This weekend, they face the Phillies, who are looking to take advantage.
Chase Utley, two-run blast.
Can Philly tighten up the East, or will the Braves extend their lead?
Justin Upton diving, and he makes the grab. What a catch, Justin Upton.
The Phillies and Braves.
Catch action Saturday and Sunday right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With partial sun and some cloudiness through the day today, we'll see a few isolated showers and storms around the area with a high in the mid-80s. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers and storms with a low of 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 72.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter with you on this final day of July. This should be like a holiday, shouldn't it?
Well, at midnight tonight, I'm celebrating the fact that by the end of the month, we'll be watching football. Yeah, think about it. We are almost at August, and August means football, baby. Now, we are almost there.
Please don't take this as a direct hit, because this is not a shot at you. It's the shot at people like you.
That's better.
Well,
that is better. Thank you.
You know,
that is so much better.
All the people that I wonder, is that all you've got to live for is football?
No. It's the next thing I got
to
live for.
It'll be here when it gets here.
That's the carrot in front of me right now.
Does that make me weird? I mean, there's a lot of things that make me weird. Ha, got to it first. But
I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe it's because we talk football all the time on the show.
Well, we do. Maybe that's why. And that's great. And, you know, I do have a little app that tells me that the Lopers kick off in 1 month, 5 days, 6 hours, 40 minutes, and 31 seconds. That makes me weird.
It takes Hastings longer. Hastings is way later than that.
Yeah, they are.
And then some other team on the 31st.
Yeah, that would be Nebraska. That would be Nebraska.
Hey, our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day yesterday was, Adrian Peterson thinks he'll break Emmitt Smith's record of 18,355 rushing yards in the 2017 season. In fact, he even said, week 16, I think. Will Peterson break the record? What do you think?
Barring injury, yes.
Will he break it by 2017 when he says he will? Which, by the way, our stats yesterday, Jeff had it all figured out, requires that he has to rush for nearly 1,900 yards each of the next five seasons.
That's pushing a little bit, but I think he'll stick around long enough. Again, barring injury.
He's 28.
He'll be around long enough.
77% of our voters said no, 15% said yes, and only 8% said yes, but after 2017. Midtown Mark Cooler question for today. Which would you rather have in your memorabilia collection?
I like it already.
You copied this, didn't you? This is a stupid question. Where did this come from, Jeffrey?
Well, the Chicago Blackhawks are giving away their ice to charity.
That's called water, isn't it?
What would you rather have, ice from an NHL rink? Again, just think about your favorite teams, okay? So, ice from an NHL rink. Let me see how close I can be here. Would that be Colorado Avalanche for you?
That would be, okay. Abs, yeah.
Grass from an NFL stadium, which would be the Dolphins for you.
Yeah.
Wood from an NBA court. I don't think you're an NBA fan. Do you have an NBA team?
No, but so far that's the one that is more lasting.
Let's go with Boston Garden.
And it would, for me, it would be the Garden.
Or dirt from a Major League Baseball infield, which for you would be the Reds. So you have this setting on your mantle in your den or your man cave or your women's cave. I mean, let's
be fair. Yeah.
And you're a hockey fan, dude.
I am a hockey fan. But I'm not freezing my – no. I think the board,
if you had
wood,
a piece of ice that had, it's like birthday cake. If you had a piece of the Stanley Cup ice and Colorado won the Stanley Cup and like part of the ice said, you know, like it said stuh on there.
Well, that's not how it works. It's called water. It's called water.
So what do
you
want?
Love to have a panel of the Boston Garden floor. That would be awesome. That would be the Boston. Something you can touch. You can kind of. Not holding dirt.
I'm going NFL Stadium. If I had the star, if I had the Dallas Cowboys star,
you know that fades with like time and rain, right? You won't have the star. It'll be green grass shortly.
It's turf, dude.
I know that, but
it's turf.
You said glass. You said grass.
The Declaration of Independence. Come on.
You said grass.
Grass. That's Jeff's wording. That's not what we have.
Well,
in Dallas.
Are you giving me something that's permanent and is going to hold the logo? You're giving me, and the Dolphins field is grass. You're giving me turf. If they were on turf, you're giving me turf with the Dolphins logo on it. That's a different deal than what you described to me, isn't it?
See, I think
we're
putting Jeff back on probation until he finds out the real person that came up with this stupid question. But, folks, vote on it. Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which would you rather have in your memorabilia collection? Hockey, football, baseball, basketball. You can
now. You give me a hockey stick. You give me the stick, the gold
that
Patrick Waugh had in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now you're talking a deal here.
Now I can make that permanent, too. Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star, is kind enough to join us on today's Doug and Daddy show. Just to kind of break up the football monotony.
Thanks for being here, Brian. Thank you.
Talking a little bit of basketball. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter with you today. Brian, how are you? Good morning, and happy last day of July.
Yeah, happy last day of July to you, too.
Well, some stories coming out in Nebraska basketball. We'll talk about that, but it's football. So let's see where you're at football-wise. Are you ready for football like most of Nebraska, or are you like me? It'll be here when it gets here. And we know Nebraska practice is here, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I suppose I am. I hadn't even honestly thought too much about it. I've been knee-deep in basketball stuff this week and coming off vacation and kind of been – putting my nose into that stuff, but I guess we'll find out more about football come Monday.
Talk a little bit, Brian, about the optimism. I think there's a tremendous amount of optimism for Nebraska basketball that we haven't seen in quite some time with the new facility. You know, great news coming out yesterday with the eligibility of a new point guard. To me, it really feels like there's a lot of momentum, a lot of positive aspects to Nebraska basketball right now. Am I overstating that, or is there that level of optimism out there?
No, I don't think you're overstating it, and you're comparing it to just the opposite of everything you said. So it seems even more optimistic because in past years, it just seems like that anything that could go wrong has gone wrong for Nebraska basketball when you're talking about players getting eligible or anything, really. It just seems like it's gone the other way. So, and, you know, Nebraska's done a good job, and I credit Tim Miles for this, of keeping themselves in the headlines in a positive light throughout the off season. I mean, every couple of weeks, it seems like there is some big thing. Now, the arena has a lot to do with that, obviously. There's a lot of news stories with the arena and opponents and open houses and scrimmages and whatnot. So that has a lot to do with it. But, you know, things like yesterday when they learned that Ty Webster was eligible or when he's got an assistant coach that he's hired from Georgetown, of all places, The fact that they've sold out the arena for the season, I mean, that's never happened here before. So, yeah, there is a lot of optimism, and I think they've done a good job of kind of spreading out the good news throughout the summer, too.
Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. On the court, though, how optimistic should Nebraska be?
I think pretty optimistic. The thing you don't know is how all of these new players are going to mesh, and because there are a lot of them. They'll have only the one senior, Ray Gallegos, and they'll have about, I think, seven newcomers to the roster, either people who were here last year and had to sit out or the four new recruits. So it's going to be a different look. Now, they're going to be far more athletic and certainly be able to score with, I wouldn't say with ease, but compared to last year and past years, a lot easier than they have been. So all that said, I think they'll be an exciting team to watch. But I go back to, you know, they're young. They've got a lot of new guys on there. How do they mesh? How do they adapt to their system, to their certain roles? And I think that could probably take some time. And then you throw on that what I think is a, you know, pretty challenging schedule, especially in the preseason when they have Miami coming in here and going to Charleston for that classic, going to Cincinnati, to Creighton, and the opener with Florida Gulf Coast isn't obviously a gimme either. So you combine all those things. I don't know what the record's going to look like, but I think it'll be a fun team to watch.
Brian, you touched on a little bit the system and getting into Tim Miles' system. How many? What percentage of the pieces are in place that he needs to have to be in the system that Tim Miles wants to play?
Well, I think he's got more wings and guard types, and that's critical to his system. But he does need a big man, an athletic big man. Obviously, all teams do, but I think that's the one thing that. I know it's the one thing that they're really targeting and recruiting for 2014 and even 2015. So that's the one area. But they have more pieces this year with being able to score. And obviously that was a problem last year for them. So I think they'll have more of the wing and guard types when you add a Teron Pettaway and a Ty Webster and a Nick Fuller. And that'll take some of the pressure off Ray Gallegos, who's trying to change up his game a little bit and become more multifaceted and being able to drive to the basket and maybe get some more open looks from guys like Ty Webster driving to the basket and dishing off to Ray. So they'll have more scoring options. So from that standpoint, I think they have more pieces for a system, but again, still probably lacking in size in the middle.
Chatting with Brian Rosenthal, Nebraska basketball beat writer here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Explain to the fans how good you think Ty Webster is right now. And is there any former recruits that you could kind of point him towards or compare him to?
Well, I don't know. And the fact that he's not played in the United States, it's hard to compare. I've not seen him play personally. I've seen some of his video. I'm just going off of what other people and some pretty high-up people have said, like Fran Fraschilla, who said that he would be a top 25 recruit in the U.S. If he had played in the U.S. So I'm going off of what others have seen and heard, but I think he can be a big difference maker. Now, the style of play will be obviously way different in Big Ten than it was in New Zealand. I mean, it's going to be a situation, how does he adapt to that style of play? It's going to be more physical. Will he like that? I don't know. I mean, there's some question marks. And, you know, I think it's probably the highest profile recruit they've had, you know, maybe in the last decade. I know there's a lot of hype around Robert Sully, who, of course, never played here. Maybe you can compare him to that type of player. I don't know. But until I lay eyes on him and actually see him play, I'll, you know, reserve some judgment. But he will be a big part of what they want to do this year, and he comes with a pretty healthy resume and a guy who probably could have played professionally and turned down some pretty good basketball schools to come here. And I think the key for Nebraska was they got in on him early because of Chris Harriman and the assistant coach who's from Australia. So, you know, they got on him early, and it was kind of a secret at that point. And by the time some of the other schools got on him, Pittsburgh, Miami, I can't even think of some of the others right now, but that was big for them to get on him early.
Is that an indication of Tim Miles's recruiting ability in terms of being able to pull in a player that is probably one of his highest high-profile recruits that he's brought in. Is he a good enough recruiter that Nebraska can bring in the talent that they need to compete in the Big Ten?
Well, and again, that remains to be seen, too. I mean, early indications are yes. And, you know, he's got a lot more to recruit, too, with the new arena and practice facilities. And he's got a good staff, too. I've already mentioned Chris Harriman, but, you know, Craig Smith and obviously, you know, Hunter coming in from Georgetown. And he'll have big connections in the D.C. area. So he's got a good staff, too. But, yeah, I think he definitely is. And I mean, we've all seen what Tim can do in rallying the masses and his social media endeavors and all those things. So, yeah, I do think he can be a good recruiter. But, again, we'll have to wait and see here a little bit to get some big answers on that because, I mean, they haven't – it's not like they're, you know, bidding out a lot of big schools for big recruits. I mean, they're still – they still have that stigma that they're Nebraska, and I think that, you know, a lot of the top 100 and 150 guys probably won't come here yet, but that could change in a year or two if Nebraska gets really going, which everybody thinks they will, and all indications are that they will.
Randy, big week for Hastings College. Bill Parcells going into the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. Hastings College grad Brian Rosenthal with us here on the Doug and Danny Show.
So
huge week for Hastings College. Brian, your impressions now that the arena is all done except spit shine on the floor.
Well, I haven't been over there since, I don't know, what was it, April? I've been by there a lot, and I think it's probably going to exceed fans' expectations. I mean, it's just from the pictures I've seen since the seats have been put in and they're just putting on the finishing touches, it's going to be a pretty cool experience. And I know the players toured it last week and got to see the locker rooms, and I think the court is on its way here or, you know, getting ready to put together. Obviously, it won't be a permanent court, but they'll probably be testing that out here in the coming weeks, I would assume. So I'm anxious to see it when it's all said and done. But from the times that I've been over there and seen what they have planned, I just think it's going to be a jewel. And then you add in everything around it, too. It's not just the arena. It's the businesses, the shops, the restaurants, you know, everything going around in that area. It's just going to really boost the Haymarket, and it's going to make it a really fun experience, not just for basketball games, but even on football weekend, too.
And one of the first teams that gets to kind of break in the new floor will be UNK. They signed just this last week their exhibition game. Talk a little bit about the decision to bring in UNK, why they bring in an in-state recruit, and kind of how this all came to be.
Well, Nebraska's done that, last, what, six, seven, eight years and beyond, I think, probably even more than that, and kind of touring, if you will, the state college schools, UNK and Chadron and Hastings, Doan, Midland, Wesleyan, all the schools kind of take their turns coming in here. It's way back in the day, they play some exhibition games against all-star teams, and I think they get a little bit more out of this, and it's a good experience for the other team, too, and you got to think the kids at UNK got to be ecstatic to be the ones that play the first basketball game. It's not an official game, but it's a game, so can say they played the first game at the new arena, so that's cool for them, too.
Brian Rosenthal, last question. What's next on the horizon here? What's our next news story for the Nebraska basketball team, or are we just awaiting practice?
Yeah, maybe you'd like to think to probably be a recruit, and that might not happen for a while yet. They'll be making probably a couple of official visits when football season starts. They can take him to a football game. So maybe recruiting. But, right now I think, practice starts earlier this year. It's all been moved up. So there'll be the first practice on September 27th. So it's not too far away when you think about it.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show and chatting a little Nebraska basketball as Tim Miles gets ready for his second season. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Lincoln Journal star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
And I'm looking forward to that, too, by the way. I'm not just looking forward to the football. I think Nebraska is heading in the right direction. Can I be cynical for just a moment, though? Just that one little moment. One of the things that's in the back of my head.
So you're going to back it down?
I am. One of the things that kind of sticks in my head when I hear this every once in a while, and Cowherd talks about this all the time. There's winning games, and then there's winning the press conference. The Jets work hard to win the sports page, you know, instead of winning football games like the Giants do. Tim Miles has done a great job, and Brian kind of mentioned it. He's done a great job of winning news conferences and keeping Nebraska basketball fresh and good news and all that stuff. I wonder which is first, chicken or the egg here kind of deal. Do you start winning the press conference, and then that helps you have a program that wins basketball games?
Well, Doc was winning press conferences.
He was.
So.
Miles, though, does a great job, and this is not a criticism of Doc either, but Miles does a great job with social media. He's very good in front of a camera, even better than Doc was, and Doc was pretty strong in that area. I just hope that winning these news conferences turns into winning basketball games, because you do that, this state will love going to watch Nebraska basketball games. They'll embrace it. People that have money to invest in the program will do that. And I really, truly think that Nebraska could be, and again, you know, I don't know if they're going to be that level of Kansas, because it takes a century to have that kind of history. But I think they can be a program that Michigan isn't a bad example. Michigan basketball wasn't known for anything, and then they got good, and they kind of developed for about 10, 15 years there. They're one of the best college basketball programs in the country. Went on a little bit of a schneid. Now they're back. I think Nebraska could be a program. They could look at a program like Michigan saying that, yes, you can be a basketball school, even though traditionally you've been more of a football school.
We were talking with some of the national analysts, Charles Davis, Joel Klatt, at Big Ten Media Days last year about football teams that should be happy, I guess, and I think that was the word that was used, but satisfied, or maybe fan base, of being 8-4 every year, maybe once in a while getting to 10-2, maybe once in a great while competing for a conference championship. That's where Nebraska is in basketball.
We'd love that.
Would love to be at a point where they were in the upper half of the Big Ten, and that would be saying something with the perennial powers that are in there every single year of Ohio State, Indiana, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and then now Michigan is in there. I mean, it's a hard spot to crack, and then when Maryland comes into the league next year and Rutgers is okay, I think it'll be even tougher. I mean, you're talking about being in the top 7 of 14 teams. You're going to have to bust your butt just to be in the top 7 of 14 teams.
And then your goal starts to become getting that first round bye in the conference basketball tournament. You know, where I'm sure everybody will be getting into the tournament, getting that first round bye, being one of those elite teams. When you get to that level, now you've really kind of reached it. Because that is a salty, salty conference when it comes to basketball.
There's only one goal right now. Win an NCAA tournament
game.
That's the only goal. It doesn't matter if they go in 29-6 or if they go in 20-12.
But first, you got to get in.
Yeah. And you got to get there, and you got to win that, and then Tim Miles will have a new job. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, a little Loper Link, Illinois quarterback Nate Shielhouse, and more after this.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Purolator oil filters were invented in the USA. So when you change your oil with Purolator, it's as American as cowboys. Actually, it's more American than cowboys. Cowboys originated in Spain. So they sat around the campfire eating paella, not beans out of a can. Sounds kind of nice, but still not invented in America. Purolator oil filters were invented in America 90 years ago, and we've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, Meijer, and other fine retailers.
I'm Brian Wallace, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this bad boy is my Jayhawk helicopter.
That's 1,560 horsepower engines. Of course, my daily ride's a bit more comfortable. Got it with a Navy Federal Auto Loan. Nice folks, great rate. Way easier to park.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DoD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Federally insured by...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With partial sun and some cloudiness through the day today, we'll see a few isolated showers and storms around the area with a high in the mid-80s. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers and storms with a low of 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 72.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and we are glad to have you along with us. Producer Jeff Babel, how's marriage going, buddy?
So far, so good.
All right, you haven't got lost at sea lately, have you?
Nope, been cooking a lot of meals and making bookshelves and stuff like that.
It's making it through the tough tests. You know, the bookshelf is a pretty tough marriage test.
We cleaned the kitchen last night.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I cleaned the garage, and that hasn't happened for a long time.
I think the ultimate marriage test is going canoeing together or camping. You know, those are the two great marriage tests right there.
Let's do it.
My wife passed even before we got married.
It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons they have loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. We talked a little bit about the Lopers with Brian Rosenthal at the basketball, and that hasn't been officially released, but Mark Bame, the basketball man at Nebraska, confirmed it to Brian Rosenthal yesterday that UNK at Nebraska exhibition game, men's basketball, November 4th, and the time set to be determined, but it's a Monday. It'll be at 7:05. Come on. And tomorrow, the fourth candidate will be, or third candidate of four, will be on campus for the UNK athletic director position, and this will be Paul Plinsky. He is at Wisconsin Whitewater. I've heard his name in the circles chirped about a little bit more than the other three, so I think maybe we'll get a pretty good feel once, and you know, you get that initial reaction, and we don't ask you to share yours here, Randy, because you've been at him. But and I asked Damon Day yesterday, mm-hmm. he's been at him, to say, well, yay, nay, blah, blah, blah. But tomorrow they will have the UNK campus will be meeting. Folks from the university will get a chance to hear the presentation once again at 11 a.m. in the Ponderosa Room at the Nebraska Student Union. Then a community forum is open to the public. This time it'll be at the Nebraska Student Union. The first two for those community forums were at the Alumni House, so make that change if you want to go meet Paul Plinsky. It is tomorrow, 5, room 310 in the Nebraskan Student Union. Now, let me just read a little bit about what's on her. He's been the athletic director at Wisconsin Whitewater since 2004. Division III, very successful in a lot of athletic programs. Wisconsin lacrosse, he was there for 10 previous years. While he was pursuing his degrees, he was at Illinois and Minnesota. Under his leadership, Whitewater has won 9 national championships, 7 national runners-up, 42 conference titles, and recently concluded a 3-year term as chair of the Women's Gymnastics Committee in Division 1, 2, and 3, which wouldn't be pertainable here. But the one thing it does say, during Plinsky's tenure, Whitewater secured more than $12 million through fundraising to support facility enhancements, including an $8 million outdoor athletic complex renovation. So here's what I say to you, and I hope you can, and Randy will be there tomorrow covering this for us. I hope you can phrase a question to this. That's a good number, but it's here on your resume, your bio. The Cope family donated, and I don't have it in front of me, a ton of money, and their name is on the side of the football complex. Let's say it's, did you get $12 million? Or did you have a Cope on campus that gave you 6?
Yeah, if you got one or two.
There is something about raising funds. Did you get the $12 million from one person, 3 people? Did you get a majority of it?
Well, I'm sure that'll be somewhat answered in the presentation that they make before they even talk individually to the media. I'm sure that kind of question would be answered there. But that is a valid point. Another thing that's kind of interesting is Division III, no scholarships, correct? And to me, that is the biggest question about UNK athletics, in my mind anyway. I want to know, how are we going to fully fund some programs to have more and more athletic scholarships on campus? We've already had some guys that have had pretty good resume building hockey arenas in Bemidji, a $15 million hockey arena there. So if you want to talk about fundraising for brick and mortar, I think that's a little bit of a different animal than trying to have that ongoing fundraising necessary to have enough fully funded scholarships to bring in more and more athletes and to be able to compete in the MIAA. It's a different animal because there's a one time I can see, I can grasp, I can touch, I can sit at my seat that I help pay for at the arena, at the football field. It's a little bit different when you say I'm paying for part of the scholarship for the center. That's a little bit different deal.
When's the next Loper television program?
I'm not sure when the next one airs. Our last one of the year is coming up here.
I watched that.
Yeah.
Dick Collins.
Dick's a good guy.
Dick's from Ward. Of course he's a good guy. Are you kidding
me? All right,
me?
Had I known that, I would have held that
there
against
you go.
No, I wouldn't.
Bang.
No.
There you go. Yeah. That's a neat program that Charter puts out monthly during the school year. So my point here is Randy, as many people know, is heavily involved with UNK from a media aspect, and if you want to go deeper into that or other things, that's fine. I think I'm going to bring this up at this time on this program. I am getting the feeling that no matter what happens, and I will ask Chancellor Christensen the next time that he says that he will come on our program, which he always does when we fit it in the schedule. And I touched on it with Damon Day yesterday, but I didn't want to put him on a spot. I am under the belief that now UNK will not be adding but subtracting sports programs in the immediate future. Not 10 years down the road or 5 years down the road, but UNK athletics as you know it. And Gene Berger talked about taking money away from Northern Iowa, and they had to cut some programs. That a program or multiple programs will be cut from UNK athletics. One of the things I did not understand until recently is that the MIAA, the majority of the schools in the MIAA, although it's looked at as the best Division II conference, what is it best at?
Football.
Football. And good at other things. But most of those schools only have 11 varsity sports. UNK has approximately 17, I believe, is the number. And then you take that into a deeper issue, Title IX concerns. If you're cutting a program, it's probably not going to be a women's program because the last program to be added was soccer because of Title IX.
In part.
Randy, that concerns me greatly. Greatly. And folks, you can think about what program could you afford or would you look at? And I've been talking to some of the people trying to get some numbers, and it boggles my mind that, A, you would be cutting a program because the money you bring in with those students offsets the amount of scholarship money that you send out. This is a whole new can of worms, but I wanted to bring it up at some point on the show because that actually concerns me.
It has happened even in Division One. You know, Iowa State drops baseball, you know, for financial concerns so they can be more competitive in other sports. Obviously, folks around here, their radar is going to be up, especially when I point out what happened at UNO in terms of dropping wrestling so they can invest more money into basketball when they decide to go Division One in that. I don't know what is or is not on the table in terms of a discussion of programs to leave, but you're absolutely right. One of the major things that they're going to have to look at is Title IX, so you're probably not just going to willy-nilly drop a bunch of women's programs. So it does give you a shorter list of what you want to do. And, again, I don't know if the comments that Ms. Berger had yesterday or day before yesterday are an indication that they are going to cut programs. But I got to think if you want to be competitive in some of those sports, you only have X number of scholarships, that might be one of those things that you might have to discuss. Now, do I have an insight to that? Absolutely not. I do not.
And I bring this up because I think – fans, people should know this. I don't know. I didn't really think about that. I'm in the business of talking about this. It didn't really occur to me. And then when you think about the handful of programs, you're not probably going to cut national championship programs, and you're not going to cut the major so-called sports.
Basketball, men's and women's, you know, volleyball,
and football.
You know, those four are untouchable.
Below the, and I don't think anything else is.
I think everything else could be touched, and including one of the preeminent Division II wrestling programs in the country. Now, whether or not that'll happen, I don't know. And again, I almost hate to speculate at all.
No, because, I don't want to. I hope I'm not going that far. I just want to bring that out so that people, maybe you should be a little more involved in voicing your opinion. And going to these forums and seeing what these athletic director candidates want to do. Put them on the spot a little bit. Put them on the spot a little bit because it's tough because they're not familiar with UNK campus. They can't be. Like, you can just do their background work like anybody else. But it's scary that it seems to me that could be something that really is addressed immediately with this new hire.
And, again, I think – things like that are always in the back burner of just about every program in the country. You know, I think even the University of Nebraska has to look at bottom line, can we afford to have this? Can we have afford to have that? Because they don't really have a tremendous number. For a Division I school, a tremendous number of those non-revenue sports. You know, you can only have a certain number of non-revenue sports because, again, you've got to balance the books. You only have so much money.
Our Loper Link, we really kind of got into that a little bit more, but I thought it was a good day to bring it up with Randy on the show with his Loper knowledge more than most of our UN our co-hosts, except for the coaches, and I don't want to put them
right. And unfortunately, I don't have any insight, but I do know that you've got to balance the books. And you know, a thought I just kind of had is, you know, the school in Division I that has more national championships than anybody else is
UCLA.
There, it's absolutely right. They also have more programs than anybody, too.
That is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Our Big Ten football preview continues with Illinois quarterback Nathan Shielhouse next.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Dirt, pollen, and road grime make any car look grungy. Bring back the shine with a $10 car wash kit from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Each kit includes a wash bucket, wash and bug sponge, towels, and a bottle of Armor All Wash and Wax. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today for a $10 car wash kit. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels, and it must be sold. Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale, now through Sunday at Performance.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
With partial sun and some cloudiness through the day today, we'll see a few isolated showers and storms around the area with a high in the mid-80s. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers and storms with a low of 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter rolling along on this Wednesday edition. Carlos Hyde.
Loving the Blues Brothers, by the way.
I think Carlos Hyde, and again, we're not Ohio State people. On social media, again, I refrain from responding sometimes in anger. But there's people out there saying Carlos Hyde should have been booted from the Ohio State team. Okay, the video is starting to go around. And the evidence that I've seen, if he doesn't have any priors, and if he's in a nightclub, and he's talking to some gal, and then she gets all up in him, they're claiming that maybe he slapped her, which is not right, okay? So don't even take me down that road. But you can't tell. You could tell that there was a shove between the two, and then he told his buddies, we need to get out of here. I mean, you just... If you can see the video, it's out now that this case is closed. Okay, you can go see that.
He didn't beat her.
He
didn't beat her.
Anyway,
I mean, there might have been...
Bottom line was, he knew something happened. It was time to get out of there.
Yeah.
There was a confrontation. Okay, people are calling for this kid to be kicked off the team? Really? Husker fan? Really? I saw some posts that, what if this was at Nebraska? Okay, really? I think the 3-game suspension is plenty. For a brief altercation at a nightclub.
And I have not seen it, but to me, it doesn't, there's level of physicality, and this is pretty low on that scale.
I want to take it another level, because these are Husker fans that are out there. Oh, they only play Buffalo, San Diego State, and California. Well, is that his fault?
Yeah.
We've been talking all July here, talking Ohio State's weak schedule. Everybody knows it. Huh. Devrell Biggs, Nebraska basketball, he suspended 3 games. One of those is the exhibition against UNK. He won't be playing.
Is it count for the exhibition?
No.
That's one of the three?
Yes, the exhibition and 2 games, okay? Come on, people.
You might want to schedule another game before you have to play four at a Gold Coast.
Bad news for Shadron State. One of their studs, Treland Taylor, he was all RMAC and one of the top defensive backs in Division II. Apparently, he shouldn't have played in 2011, and so... Yeah, 2 years ago. So now he has to sit out half the season, the first 6 games. Again, seems like an arbitrary number to me. 6 games for
Is that the number of games that he was ineligible for, and we're just swapping those 6 for these 6?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, I'm with you, kind of an arbitrary number. Going back to the Ohio State situation, I haven't seen enough, but it can be, and I want to, you know, innocent until proven guilty kind of thing. It can be one of those things where – he did nothing. There was no contact. I mean, I've not seen the video. Do we even know if there was any contact?
Something happened,
but who did what to whom? Can you tell from the video? I haven't seen it.
I think there was contact between both individuals. because you can't really see the face of the female because of the crowd. They're like standing below, and there's like a little stage, although it's not a dance stage. They're all just kind of like leaning against the brass bar up there. Rail, not alcoholic bar, or rail. And he goes up there, and there's talking. Then all of a sudden, something happens. And the gal does something, and Carlos kind of backs up. And then something else happens, and he kind of lunges forward. And then that's where he gets out of there. And he grabs his buddy, say, hey, let's go. So you can check it out. So we'll see what happens. American Legion Baseball, and then we're going to talk to Nate Shieldhouse. Carney Runza, a winner yesterday, 11-5. Anthony Pacheco, 3-run home run. Thomas Connelly, 2 RBI double in the third, helped them to the win. They will take on Papillion La Vista at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Lincoln Sherman Field. And Lincoln Pius won again yesterday. I know Kearney fans are thinking that should be us.
Yeah.
So if Kearney wins, then they will play either Westside or Pius tomorrow. If Westside wins, they would play Westside and then Pius. If Pius wins, they'd have to beat them twice tomorrow. Grand Island Home Federal eliminated yesterday, just kind of out of gas. This was a 4-0 game going into the eighth inning, and Home Federal lost to Omaha Burke 13-5. Class C seniors. Lance Sponberg does it again for Sutton. This kid is like 36-0 during his high school Legion days. And he came in for 5 innings last night. 12-inning game. Sutton beat St. Paul 6-2. So when O'Neill tonight, home of the Babes, home of the producer, Jeff Babel, O'Neill tonight, great field up there. Fred Appleby Field. We lost a lot of games up there. they'll have to beat Pender twice tonight. Sutton will play Pender, and the first game is at 5 o'clock. Waverly and Hickman Norris play in the Class B championship game, and the Kearney Little Leaguers departed today for Indianapolis. It's time now for our Big Ten football preview, and today it's Illinois. The first conference game of the year for Nebraska will be against the Fighting Illini and their stud quarterback, Nathan Shieldhouse, and our Big Ten Media Days brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers. Don't forget, today is the end of July. That means the last day for their summer sale. Get 25% off all summer sportswear for guys and gals, Tommy Bahama, Forsyth, and Cutter and Buck, and for the career guy, 25% off all summer suits and sports coats at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Big Ten football media days roll on, and once again, Nate Shieldhouse from Illinois is at media days, and we get a chance to catch up with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio here in Nebraska. Nate, thanks so much for the time. How you doing? I think you're kind of at the end of the run here. Maybe we'll be it, and you can get out of here.
That's exactly right. You guys are it. After this, I'll get to go and hang out a little bit. But, yeah, it's been great. It's been great coming back for my second year here at Media Day, getting to represent my team and being around some of the best athletes in the country and a bunch of great coaches in this conference.
2 years. 2 years of questions. We've had every available question asked to you, hasn't it?
That's exactly right. I think so. I think by the end of this, I'd be ready for just about anything.
Well, let's start with where you are at this moment and where you were last year when you were sitting down talking with us and at Media Days. We know it was a rough year, but expectations, you as a person, you as a player, just kind of give us an overview of how things changed for you and maybe even your outlook in the last year.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll go from the person standpoint. I just got married 2.5 weeks ago, so that's the biggest difference, I guess, between this year and last year, and that's been an exciting thing and something that couldn't have come at a better time, and I'm so glad I get to share this last season with my best friend and my wife. And as far as football goes, I think going into this year, we've been around Coach Beckman for a year. We know what he's all about. We know the mindset that he's trying to establish with us as players. And I think as players, we have a chip on our shoulder. We're playing with a hunger and with an intensity that I don't think I saw at this time last year. That's very important. You guys know as well as anyone that those teams that step out onto the field with that hunger and that tenacity, the sky is really the limit. It doesn't really matter the players they have out there or, the talent they have. It's about that mindset that they have. And I think as players, we're just excited about being able to show that on the field.
Is that just kind of the building process under a new coach? The first year, you just kind of feel things out. In the second year, you can take some strides?
Well, no doubt. You'd want it to always work out to where it's a smooth transition and, the change happened and it went smooth. And that does for some teams. I mean, you saw Ohio State do it last year and you saw Michigan a few years back do it. But it doesn't always work out like that. And I think, for us as players, we're just excited about really feeling a lot better going into this camp than we did last year and really being able to go out and prove something.
HGL House outstanding Illinois quarterback, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think there were probably a lot more expectations on you last year than maybe there are today. Is that okay, or does that offend you? Or
no, it doesn't offend me. I'm not a guy who gets too offended or gets too caught up in what people are saying or you know, what expectations are out there. I think, you know, as a team, we got to focus on what we need to do. You know, we knew going into this offseason that if we had the same winter and the same spring ball and the same summer and fall camp as everyone else in the conference, it would leave us dead last in the conference again. So we had no room for error, no room to take days off, and we know that going into this fall camp. You know, we really have to take that mentality into every day because we know we can't afford to waste one.
Where do you guys have to get better?
You know, I don't think there's anywhere that we have room not to get better, honestly. I think offense, defense, special teams all have room to improve. And I think the biggest thing that covers all of that is just holding each other accountable. I think everyone that's on the field, you know, all 11 players that are out there are accountable for something. You know, there's some responsibility they have to take care of for our team to succeed. And making sure that every guy that steps out there on that field understands it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be out there and to represent our university and to take advantage of every one of those moments.
We're talking with Nate Shieldhouse here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Illinois quarterback. For the first time since 85-86, Nebraska and Illinois will battle, first time since they've been in the Big Ten Conference. So a lot of fans don't maybe know enough about Illinois, maybe didn't watch them a whole lot. They know you.
Yeah.
Who are some of the other guys that they're going to know by the time that you guys get to Lincoln for that Big Ten opener?
You know, I'm definitely as excited as you guys are to see, you know, who those guys are that are going to step up. I definitely am excited about our receiver group. I think we have four seniors that lead up that group, and Ryan Langford, who's been our best receiver returning, has made a lot of plays for us. We got Spencer Harris, and we got two guys who have transitioned, Miles Osei from quarterback, and then Steve Holf playing safety last year, to the offensive side of the ball that will really head up those those receivers. And I think, you know, when you're out there as a quarterback and you've got a bunch of seniors that are out there able to lead a group of receivers, it makes you a lot more confident. And being able to go out there and showcase those guys this year will be exciting.
Senior season.
Seems like
Illinois.
You've been there forever.
Yeah, and you get to come into Lincoln, Nebraska on October 5th. Have you heard about Nebraska, the stadium, the fans, I think?
Well, I've been there.
He thought about coming to Lincoln.
I did. Yeah, that's exactly right. I've been there. I was there for when they played USC at home. It was a tough one.
No wonder you went to Illinois.
It wasn't that, definitely. But I remember walking across the field as, you know, that they play that highlight reel before the game, and you see Tommy Frazier breaking that run against Florida, and the crowd, it's as loud as I've ever been around a crowd at that point. And, being around a tradition, that obviously everyone knows about the Nebraska football tradition. And I even went that next spring to a sold-out spring game, which isn't something you see a lot of places around the country. So, I know about what Nebraska is all about, and I'm excited. You know, I can even remember my dad played at the University of Iowa and actually played at Nebraska in the early 80s. And he said he walked out of that tunnel and saw the sea of red and thought about going back inside, because he said it's a crazy place. And I think all of our team will be looking forward to that. It's playing in a conference like this, there's a few times where you get to play at some of those really special venues, and Nebraska is definitely one of them.
So, Nate, how's this married life treating you, man?
It's good. It's gone well. We're 2.5 weeks in, so.
you got any advice for it, Mike?
2.5 weeks?
What are you, 30 years?
Plus.
Yeah.
30 years plus.
It'll be an exciting day when I get there. But it's been fun. Having that support, from my best friend, getting to have her around for this last go around, sharing experiences, like a Big Ten media day, like a senior season, and all the experiences we'll have moving forward is something that, I'm really excited about.
She takes some of the criticism for you?
No, she doesn't. She's not a big question answer. I told her to come down to this. You come and hang out, but. She said she would rather be on Michigan Avenue shopping, so it is what it is.
Well, Nate, we'll let you finish up your day here. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and can't wait to see you in Lincoln here in a couple of months.
No doubt. Thank you, guys.
Nate Shieldhouse, part of our Big Ten football preview, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They'll bring the new furniture to your place. They'll take out the old. Free delivery as well, straightforward pricing, and they take care of you. Just right for you, in-home guarantee. If it doesn't look right in your home, they'll take it back and bring you what does. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Boy, all kinds of people, studs, getting married this year. You know, Jeff Babel, Nate Shieldhouse, RG3, you said got married on the same day you did?
Correct.
Did you get some of the same gifts?
I wish.
You should have had an RG3-themed wedding.
There you go, yeah. Yeah.
No, well,
knee braces. You have knee braces.
Well, his groom's cake was, you know, the stadium or whatever. You've seen that. You know, if you follow Darren Revelle, he'll tweet those groom cakes. Mine was just a big old baseball field. And during the interview, you know, we kind of talked about our Orton O'Neill glory days there.
Yeah, that was a short conversation.
Once again, a question I want to ask him, but it's not probably should be asked. I'll ask him off the air.
And I'll be here for that. That'll be nice. That'll be nice for Jake.
How big was the field? Was it O'Neill's field or was it just a baseball field?
What are you talking about?
Your cake.
Oh, gosh. It was the size of this mouse pad.
Oh, okay. Just a personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, folks, we want to thank Nate Shieldhouse for being part of our Big Ten preview, Illinois quarterback. We want to thank Brian Rosenthal from the Lincoln Journal Star for talking a little Husker football and basketball with us. If you miss any of the show, any of our Big Ten interviews so far, especially last Wednesday and Thursday when we went overtime in Chicago, you can check it out on our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com to listen to any of the shows. Tomorrow, our Big Ten preview, let's go to Iowa. Linebacker James Morris. His dad's been part of that for years, and he is a linebacker. We'll talk with him. Randy Bushcutter, enjoy the final moments of July.
Yeah. Come football soon.
See you tomorrow on Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.